Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Welcome back and thank you for listening. Let's begin in prayer. The second hour of our first day of Pledge Drive, we ask Our Lady every day during Pledge Drive, every hour of every day, to pray for us and with us that we will meet our goal of $3 million. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I'm just reminded, before we go back to the phones, of a call earlier in the program today, a gentleman wondering about, how do you respond to, like, non-Catholic arguments about, well, why do you pray to Mary? Well, it just so happens that I wrote an article a long time ago, but it's fresh and shiny and just brand new if you've never seen it before. And I go into all the biblical reasons for why we pray to Mary, like we just did. We just asked the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray for us and pray with us. And if you've ever thought to yourself, I don't have a clue how I would begin to explain that to a non-Catholic, how would I explain that? And how would I explain it from the Bible? Well, this article walks you through all of it. It gives you all the whys and wherefores and even takes into account the standard arguments that are raised against this Catholic teaching. And if you'd like to know how to respond to it from the Bible, this article will give it to you. It's free. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com/Patrick. Once you get there, just go to where it says about links and contact. Click on links and then you'll see one for the articles. And that's where it is. It's called Any Friend of God's is a Friend of Mine. So if you're looking, there's the solution for you. And here's the number to call to be on the program, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We're going to give Mike another try in Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning, Mike, and welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. I'm here. Okay. Yeah, I've struggled with same-sex attraction for a long time. My brother has the same cross to bear.
Okay.
Madison's gotten really bad. There's like 6 gay bars down here in Madison, Wisconsin. And, when I was young in college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, there was a St. Paul's on campus, and they had a gay group that met on church property. So when I was young, it sent me conflicting signals. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. I do. And so how are things now?
It's still a struggle. One of the mitigating circumstances is that I had social phobia for years, you know, so I was anxious in social situations, so I kind of, you know, withdrew and kind of became a loner. But I went to Catholic grade school and Catholic high school down here. So.
Okay. But do you have a good parish home where you can receive the sacraments and get encouragement and spiritual direction
not
if
really.
Necessary? No? Okay.
I talked to the priest about it. I talked to a minister. He and his wife they're retired dermatologists down here, and they're wonderful people. And, they said, you know, we don't understand it, and we really don't know how to treat it.
You're talking about same-sex attraction?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who is very adept at that? The people at Courage. Are you familiar with that organization?
Yeah, no, I am, Patrick. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you weren't, I would recommend them to you, but if you're already familiar with them. People listening right now may say, well, I'm not familiar with them. Their website is couragerc.org, and it's, as you know, Mike, it's an organization that helps Catholic men and women who are same-sex attracted to respond to God's universal call to holiness. So we're all called to it, and each of us has our own set of difficulties and crosses to carry. And so they minister especially to people like you, Mike, as you know. And one of the things I'm wondering, did you see the movie that they produced called Desire of the Everlasting Hills?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Okay. You might want to watch it. If you're looking for encouragement, and I'm assuming that's what you're calling about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say read that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's another one called Such Were Some of You. It's a movie about people who were gay and then were able to pull themselves out of it. But the problem is down here, like I said, there's 5 gay bars in Madison, and it's probably just going to keep getting worse, isn't it? Isn't it?
I mean, hard to say. You know, the world is the world, and I don't expect much of the world. So even if the world continues to get worse and darker, we have the promise of Jesus that if we keep our eyes fixed on him and seek to follow him, being weak as we are, we're all weak and we all have our crosses to carry, but by staying close to him in prayer and the sacraments and desiring to be with the Lord and to not get caught up in things that will take you away from him, God can do that in you. I'm sure you've had moments of victory, right, Mike, where maybe temptations came and you were strong and resisted them, and then it kind of, it blew over, right?
But if I drink it all, then all bets are off, you know?
Yeah, then don't drink.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I put myself on Anabuse, you know, Anabuse?
No, I don't. What is that?
Anabuse is a drug you take that if you were to drink, you would get violently sick. You'd throw up, vomit, and it's for alcoholics to discourage them from drinking. But I'm even thinking about moving away, you know, moving up to Rochester or somewhere else and kind of starting over. The problem is I'm 61 already.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you ever married?
My brother is no, never married. Okay. There were 5 of us. We all went to Catholic grade school and Catholic high school. 2 committed suicide.
Oh no.
Is there a demon in our family, do you think?
I have no way of knowing. And there are exorcists who say that sometimes demonic influence in families can be generational. But I wouldn't worry about that as much as I think you're onto something there, Mike. I would say if you feel that living in this town where you are, that the temptations are too strong or there are too many near occasions of sin, then maybe the thing to do is to get a change of scenery and go to a place, for example, where you could plug into a good traditional Catholic parish where the priest is going to be sound and wise and can give you good advice. And I think spiritual direction from a priest like that would be very helpful. But you have to be careful that you choose the right one. If you're interested, there's an article that I wrote, and it actually links to a much bigger article, actually part of a book, by a Catholic priest named Father Jordan Ahman. It's on things to look for in a good spiritual director. And if you go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick, click on links, and you can navigate to my blog, and you'll find it there. That'll give you some things to look at.
Patrick, you're gifted. I've listened to you for years.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're a wonderful person.
Have you heard me recommend the book, Mike, called The Courage to be Chaste by Father Benedict Rochelle?
Yeah, but that's such a, you know, that's such a difficult life to go through life alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm 61. I need help with my compression stockings. And, you know, I had a partner for over 23 years, and then I told him it was over, and then he retaliated by telling everybody, you know?
It's terrible. Yeah, you need friends in your life, and the Lord knows that. And that's the thing, is where when a friendship becomes erotic, it goes bad. And trying to find a good friend, same sex or opposite sex, that you can have a genuine friendship where the two of you are looking in the same direction rather than looking toward each other. I forget if it was C.S. Lewis who said this, or maybe it was... I'm not really sure who said it, but I really believe it, that the essence of true friendship is not two people looking at each other, but two people side by side looking in the same direction, in this case, God. So for your own natural human need for friendship and community and people that you can love and be loved by in a chaste, holy way, maybe that change of pace is what you need. Sometimes that is necessary. I'm going to say a prayer in a special way for you, Mike, that if this is the doorway God wants you to go through, that he'll open it for you and he'll show you the direction to go in. And that you'll find this kind of friend or friends who will value you for who you are and not take advantage of you and not fall into the unnecessary eroticization of a friendship. One thought, Mike, have you ever read the book by C.S. Lewis called The Four Loves?
No.
I'd recommend it. He goes through the biblical meaning of the four Greek words that are used in Scripture for love, and they mean different things. Eros is different from agape, for example. And he, in a very short book, he outlines these things and helps you understand, you, the reader, understand how to find the right kind of love in your particular state in life. I have to take a break, Mike, forgive me, but you've got my prayers, I promise you that. And I'm going to ask everybody listening right now, please pray for Mike in Madison, Wisconsin, that the Lord will open these doors and Mike will have the courage and the foresight to go to walk through them. Thank you, Mike. All right, we have a message from Father Rocky. Today, our first day of Pledge Drive.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of listener-supported Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you today only? For a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year, our marketing folks are calling this a Father Rocky custom coffee mug. It's not your average coffee mug. It's ceramic and guaranteed to keep your coffee, tea, or hot chocolate warmer for longer. And written on the outside of the coffee mug is something you've heard me say often. The more you pray, the better things go. What a great way to start your day. Today only, the custom coffee mug is our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And did I mention that we've got matching funds this hour? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Thank you so much for your prayers and your financial support of Relevant Radio.
We want to say thank you to everyone who joined us last hour. We did fall short on our goal. New hour, new goal. We need 150 people who will call before the top of the hour so we can make our call goal for this hour. We need you to answer the call at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Special gift today and today only. When you make that gift of $240, you get the mug, the Relevant Radio mug with Father Rocky's famous saying on the backside. The more you pray, the better things go.
Indeed they do. The more you pray, the better things go. That's why we pray every day during Pledge Drive at the beginning of each hour, asking Our Lady to help us meet our goal of $3 million. I hesitate every time I say those words, $3 million. That's a big hill to climb, but we're asking you to answer the call to help us reach that need. That's what we need to keep the lights turned on and everything else that happens at Relevant Radio by way of this big machine and all of the stations that are broadcasting Catholic Radio 24/7. Where else are you going to get that? And for $20 a month, I almost said $20 a day, that would work too, but just $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240, you can help us do that. So please do help us do that by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app to make your pledge.
And perhaps you're in one of our new markets like Karen in Nottingham, Maryland. Thank you so much for your special gift. You joined in and made that gift of $30. She thought, I'm going to give this a try and see how it works. We do appreciate your help and your support. Paul in Stockton, California, you've been around a while out there in Stockton, made an online gift of $240. Charlotte in Campbell, Wisconsin, thank you so much for your $20. Every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar. 100%. So your $20 just became $40. Mary in Clarendon Hills, Illinois, your $240 became $480. You can do that too at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And of course, if you give your gift online, we've always got a special extra special download for you when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. An exclusive gift is yours when you visit relevantradio.com. By Father Rocky. It's called Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. It's all yours at relevantradio.com or on the app. Or when you call 877, oh, nope, you got to use one of those two methods, relevantradio.com or the app to get that special download. $240 also gets you the mug and your gift is doubled. That's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Just answer the call at Relevant Radio.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
That's right, 888-914-9149. Keep in mind, that's a different number from the number that I give you and Mary gives you for the pledge drive. So the number to call to be on the air again, 888-914-9149. Let's get back to the phone to start with Denise now in St. John, Indiana. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Patrick. You know what, just to give you a little warning, as you're talking, and there's a little breakup. So if there's a breakup, I don't know if it's... can't be me, I don't think. Anyway, let me just get to the question. I called you a few weeks ago trying to straighten out an ex-Catholic, and we did part of it, but you said to call back with the other part. And okay. I need to have even one or two gospel readings concerning the words of Christ. This is my body. It is not a symbol. I say that to my students. I say that to everyone. It is not. He would have said it's a symbol if it was a symbol. So is there, you know, I know all the disciples probably have it. I just need at least two that I can point out to him and say, how can you forget this? Or did you ever not believe it? So that's my quandary today.
Okay. Well, very good. So I'm sure you're familiar with the Bread of Life discourse, Denise, in John chapter 6, in which Jesus expounds on the dogma, or what became the dogma of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But a few things I'll draw your attention to. So he begins by saying, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. He's talking about, in response to their question, our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. So what sign are you going to do? How can you, I mean, God worked a miracle for the Israelites who were wandering in the desert by feeding them miraculously with this stuff called manna, and that's from the Hebrew that means, what is this? They came out of their tents in the morning, hungry, no food, and they see bread-like substance on the ground. They say, what is it? That's where the word manna comes from. And so the Jews are saying to him, what kind of a miracle are you going to perform? And so Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. So coming to Jesus in faith, believing in him, exercising that faith, that's the very first step. But he goes on to say, my flesh is real food. So in verse 41, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus said, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So he continues in this vein by saying, I am the bread of life, verse 48. He says, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. So then they start murmuring and complaining and grumbling, and how can this man say this? How can he give us his flesh to eat? Verse 53, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now, verse 55 emphasizes this yet again. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Now, another rendering of this in other versions of Scripture is, my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Now, here's where this whole argument falls apart. The argument that, well, Jesus was just speaking in a figurative way, or he was just speaking in an analogous way. He didn't mean this literally. It's only symbolic, that's all. Here's how that falls apart. Because beginning in verse 59, we see that a number of these people, they said, to heck with this. We're not going to listen to this. We don't believe this. We can't accept this. And they leave him because they understood that he meant it literally, and they couldn't take it. Like, what on earth are you saying, Jesus? We're going to eat your flesh? No, we don't believe this. Now, here's how you know that Jesus wasn't speaking in a merely symbolic way, because he lets them leave. He doesn't say, uh-oh, you guys misunderstood me. Come on back here. Okay, now I see the problem. You thought, okay, I get it now. You thought I was just speaking literally. No, obviously not literally. I was just speaking symbolic. He doesn't do that. They understood him to be speaking literally. And they leave him, and then he turns to his apostles, and he says, will you also leave? And of course, St. Peter gives this beautiful response. He says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. I do believe that this is, you know, St. Peter speaking for all of us who follow after Jesus. But ask your students this question. Why would they leave Jesus if he was speaking symbolically? They understood symbols. They lived with symbols. The whole Jewish religion was based upon symbols. The symbolism of slaughtering animals for sacrifice, the symbolism of incense, the symbolism of the way in which the showbread and the parts of the animals that had been sacrificed would be presented, the ritual washing that was done before every meal, and so on and so forth. They lived amidst symbolism galore. So if anybody understood symbolism, they would understand it, and they recognized that Jesus was speaking literally. So if he had meant this symbolically, their reaction makes no sense at all. That's one thing you can talk about. And then if you want to tack on to that, what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the second half of the chapter, where he talks about how the Lord revealed to him what happened at the Last Supper, where he instituted the Holy Eucharist, we see him saying that if somebody eats and drinks unworthily, he is guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. That's a euphemism for murder. You have blood on your hands is another way of saying that. And one who eats and drinks without recognizing or discerning the body eats and drinks judgment or damnation unto himself. Well, that's not the language of symbolism. St. Paul received this teaching directly from Jesus. He wasn't at the Last Supper, obviously. He wasn't one of the 12 apostles. But the Lord revealed to him that he is truly present in what appears to be bread and wine. Otherwise, how can you be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord if you're just consuming a symbol? If you're just eating a piece of bread, how can that be tantamount to murder? Furthermore, if you're just eating a piece of bread, if it's just a symbol, then how can you be eating and drinking judgment on yourself? None of that would make any sense unless Christ was truly present. It'd be the equivalent between stabbing a picture of somebody, which is just a symbol, versus stabbing the person himself. That's homicide. So those are two things you could share with your students, Denise.
Well, actually, this is an ex-Catholic.
I don't understand what you mean.
What the person who I am, you know, discussing this with is an ex-Catholic. My students
are
only
better.
Fourth graders, so they're fine. But you know what? Here's the problem that I talked to you about maybe 3 weeks ago. He's going to counter. I'm going to give him all this information, and he's going to counter with the King James Version of the Bible. And I sort of worked on that with him before. So he's going to counter, just like he said, that Mary, that we are, and I'm thinking he was an altar boy. We don't worship Mary. We are.
Yeah, that's a different topic, though. Stick to John chapter 6. There's nothing in the King James Bible that's going to help him. There's nothing there that is going to help him make his case against the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Furthermore, you could point out to him, how is it that the earliest Christians recognized this as the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist? So take somebody like St. Ignatius of Antioch, who defends the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, and he learned this from the Apostle John, who was at the Last Supper. And that's what he teaches at the beginning of the second century. Thanks, Denise. It's going to be fine, and I'll be right back.
I like it. So much to be happy for. We are in the final 34 minutes of this hour, and I'm going to say we're within striking distance. We need 115 people. That's a little bit of a hill to climb, but with 34 minutes, we can do it if you reach out and respond and answer the call at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. And Patrick, we've had some generous people who've reached out and they've answered the call during this pledge drive. People like Nancy in Norwalk, California. She made a $1,200 gift. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. Any others you want to mention in passing before we...
You know, yeah. Yeah, let me make, we got Teresa. Teresa's mm-hmm. listening in Novato, California, made a special gift of $2,880, and
love
she joined
it.
The St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. Yes, thank you so much for that. And we have Daniel and Davey. Yes, $100 gift from Daniel and Davey. And we have, and that's in Florida, and James in Wittenberg, Wisconsin, made a $125 gift.
What thank happens to all of those much. Gifts, Mary?
They're all doubled, dollar for dollar 100%. Match. Thank you, Cyrus. I needed that.
Funny you should ask, Cyrus. Today, we have that matching gift. So, Mary, we had, you said Nancy came in with a, was it a $1,200 gift? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's $2,400. Mm-hmm. And yes. I'm still waiting. I'm hoping that we can get on the, and today, the first day of Pledge Drive, that we can get a $10,000 gift, a $20,000 gift. Who knows? Maybe a $50,000 gift. Wouldn't that
you
be
You can
exciting?
Do it!
You, and it comes, we see these people. It's not something that the average person can do. So when we make that request and you're saying, I can't do $10,000. Well, we understand not everybody can, but there are some people who can do this. Are you one of those people? If so, answer the call at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And your $5,000 or $10,000, if you call during in this next 32 minutes, will be matched 100%. It is a dollar-for-dollar match.
That number again, 877-291-0123. You'll hear it a few more times before the end of the week, I guarantee you that. But that's okay, because we need to reach a lot of people to make that goal of $3 million. And that's not a felt need. That's a real need. That's what pays the electric bills, for example, and all the other things that go into running Relevant Radio. We need your help with that. And we only have a week in which to accomplish this need of $3 million. We're asking you to answer the call. Today's the first day of Pledge Drive, so let's get off to a really fast start. 877-291-0123.
Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Today is the only day to receive this special gift of the coffee mug. It's yours for a gift of $240 at relevantradio.com.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
And I'll answer your call if you call me at 888-914-9149. I'm standing by to take your call, 888-914-9149. How about Mike now in Irvine, California? Good morning, Mike. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Thank you. Hey, sure. I was at the Patrick Madrid Experience down there at Christ Cathedral.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
At one point, it was great. Thank you. At one point, you talked about Pascal's wager in talking with atheists, mm-hmm. and it made me wonder if Pascal's wager is a good argument when you're speaking to a fallen away Catholic who have left the Catholic Church in favor of Protestant churches.
Ah. I think it would be, maybe for the benefit of people who weren't at that event and maybe who don't know what Pascal's wager involves. Why don't I spell it out for everybody, and then I'll comment on that for you, Mike. So Blaise Pascal, he was a famous mathematician, a philosopher, a scientist, and among his many achievements, he devised a way of talking to an atheist by putting in the form of a wager, like where would you think the smart money would go if you're wagering for or against the existence of God? So he says, if you wager, if you bet everything, you're going to bet the house that God exists and you're wrong, well, you don't really lose anything because you will have led a virtuous life. Chances are people will have admired you. You will have been philanthropic and helped other people and lived a good, sober life. And, you know, maybe you'd missed out on some of the thrills and chills that other people get if they lead a bad life. But when you die, if God doesn't exist, you don't lose anything. You've had a pleasant, meaningful life that people admired, and then you go to the grave, and then that's it, because God doesn't exist. You really don't lose anything. If you bet that God exists and you're right, you go to heaven. You hit the jackpot. You win everything. And conversely, Blaise Pascal said, if you wager that God doesn't exist and you wind up being right, well, you had a life maybe cut short perhaps because of excesses sexually or food or drink or whatever. But in the end, you turn out to be right. God doesn't exist. Okay, you had some thrills and chills. You go to the grave and there's no punishment because there is no God. There's no afterlife. Okay, you know, you really don't lose much of anything. You didn't gain much of anything, but you really don't lose much of anything. But if you vote, if you wager rather that God doesn't exist and you're wrong, you lose everything. You go to hell for all eternity. So he says, looking at your options on the plus side, if you wager that God does exist, either he does or he doesn't. So either way, you don't lose anything. But if you wager that God doesn't exist, you have minimum 50% chance that you're wrong, God does exist, and you lose everything. So his point was the smart money, even just from the standpoint of odds, the smart money is to bet that God exists and then live that way. So back to your point, Mike, how might you, if you were talking to, let's say, a fallen away Catholic, how might you explain the dilemma for that person in the form of Pascal's wager? I'll throw it back to you. How would you put it? In what words would you put it?
I thought of this because of your discussion around the Bread of Life discourse. So, mm-hmm. One of the things for me it comes back to is do what Jesus tells you, and Jesus laid it all out, and including the Eucharist, and that you, in order to have eternal life, you do that through Jesus. So with that, then if Jesus is telling us the truth, then we do what he says, which is to practice the Catholic faith and do the full everything he tells us, all of the sacraments. And so if you want to go the Protestant route, then you're betting that Jesus didn't really mean everything. Do everything that I tell you. Maybe do some of the things. Be a good person. Try to live like Jesus.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me try to defend our Protestant friends, because we have many Protestant listeners. I want to defend how they might respond to it. They might say, no. We believe everything Jesus said. We just understand what Jesus said in John chapter 6 differently. We don't believe that he meant this literally like you Catholics do. So it's not that we pick and choose. We want to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, but we don't believe that he meant this the way you think he meant this. That's probably the response you would get.
Okay. And then I guess I would have to go back to the church fathers and say, well, under what, and how do you have this understanding? Is mm-hmm. there, where are you getting this from? Is it just what you think or what someone told you? And where did they, where is their understanding coming from? And that in the Catholic faith, we go back to the 2000 plus year unbroken tradition of both scripture and, learning and understanding. So I think that's where I'd mm-hmm. have to go.
Yeah, and this is good to kind of think it out, kind of map it out in your mind so that when this conversation does arise, you will have thought about it and you'll have some sense of how to respond. And that's a good answer. In other words, it's not, if we were simply left with the bare text of scripture, which is the inspired word of God, of course, but there was no recourse to any way of knowing what is the intended meaning of this passage, one could reasonably draw a conclusion on any given passage of scripture that might differ from the intended meaning. So it's not as though we're saying, you're ridiculous for not understanding this, but if we don't pay attention to how did the original Christians understand this, we're missing out, and we can demonstrate that the original Christians did believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Now, there's an interesting little detail in this passage, Mike, that I think might be good in a conversation like this. You notice how it says in verse 66, after this, many of his disciples drew back and no longer went about with him. So they said, we don't believe this. We don't accept this. So this is a teaching that Jesus was giving them. They said no. And in verse 64, it says, there are some of you that do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who those were that did not believe. And also it refers to Judas who would betray him. So ask this question maybe. Do you think that those people that are described in John chapter 6 who just simply flat out refused to accept this teaching from Jesus, do you think that they could be saved? All other things being equal, if they stopped following Jesus, if they said, nope, I like the miracles, I like all the, you know, dead people being raised, and I like all the multiplication of loaves, and I love all that stuff, Jesus, but this teaching that you're giving, I can't accept it, and I'm leaving you. Maybe, Mike, ask your interlocutor, your non-Catholic friend, do you think those people could have been saved? It'd be interesting to see what his response is. I would say no, they could not be saved. If they rejected Jesus on one teaching and they said, that's it, I'm done, they're not going to be saved. So this is maybe where Pascal's wager could come in handy to kind of circle it back to what you were saying. You know, what's the smart money in how you understand this? If Jesus meant this figuratively or only symbolically, why on earth was there a problem for them to leave over? You know, if that's all it was, if it was just symbol, then, you know, who cares? I mean, I can believe in that as a symbol. But if Jesus really meant it, literally, and you walk away from it, can you really expect to be saved? And Jesus himself said, if you do not eat my flesh and do not drink my blood, you do not have life within you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, eternity is a long time. So where do you want to place your wager?
Yeah. I want to be at the banquet table with the Lord and all of his saints. And everybody's welcomed. Amen. Everybody's invited. They just have to be willing to accept the invitation.
Amen. Well, thank you, Patrick. That's very helpful. And you've given me a lot to look into, you know, thinking more about it before I try to have these conversations.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. And thanks for being there at that event. I had a wonderful time, Nancy and I, and Cyrus was there too. That was pretty awesome. Thank you, Mike. I'll be right back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show on this first day of Pledge Drive. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Steve.
Yes, hello, Mr. Madrid. I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm a homeless person in Los Angeles, and I've been leaning on Relevant Radio, and I woke up with so much gratitude. I've been praying as a homeless person, got my faith back, listening to this station. I just wanted to thank you and the entire Relevant Radio family that you have over there, because it's incredibly useful for a person who's struggling like myself, and I just wanted to say that. Every one of your programs is incredibly helpful for a person like myself who's struggling. So thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
What a great miracle moment. There are so many lives that are touched and changed here at Relevant Radio because of your generosity, because of people just like you who've answered the call at relevantradio.com, use the app on their smartphone or tablet, or they've called 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A very special gift available today and today only, a coffee mug. It is a ceramic mug with a cork bottom. So if you've got it sitting on your car dash, maybe it won't slide. I don't know. It's worth a shot. It will definitely keep it from sweating, though. So make that call right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877. It's like a built-in coaster, right, Patrick?
Yeah. It looks like it's a non-skid.
291-0123.
Sorry about that.
Exactly. And when you make it, that's all right. I just want to tell everybody, when they make their gift at relevantradio.com or they use the app, you get the special download. You know, we are in the first of a three-year Eucharistic revival that's been established by the USCCB. And when you make your gift on either of our two digital platforms, you'll receive an MP3 download. immediately in your inbox, and it's been produced by Father Rocky, brand new. It's entitled Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival, and it's produced by our very favorite, Father Rocky.
Yeah, Father Rocky is, it's hard to explain if you haven't been around him. If you listen to him on the radio, that's theater of the mind. But just think about all the energy and insights and things, and imagine that times 10 when you see him in person. He's that kind of a guy. Yeah, fact.
Exactly.
And I know he's not listening right now, so it's not like, you know, we're saying it for him to hear it, but it really is true. So when you get your download by making your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com or at the Relevant Radio app, when you get it in your email, you're going to understand another reason why his messages are very insightful and very deep and helpful. So if you want to put that theory to the test, make your pledge now. We're asking today, and today only, actually, for a $20 a month donation, in which we can also send you, in addition to that special download from Father Rocky, we'll also send you a coffee mug. Now, Mary talked about I said non-skid. It's got a cork bottom, which it looks to, I haven't held one in my hands yet, but it looks to me as though if you put that on a surface, it's not going to slide around, which is good in the car. So check that out. But the reason you want to get that is because of the message. It says, prayer make things better. The more you pray, the better things get. And that's true. And maybe you need some of that in your life. So give us a call, 877-291-0123.
We are looking for 81 more people who will answer the call at relevantradio.com or use the app. Your gift is doubled. It's a dollar for dollar match. We want to hear from you. We want you to answer the call at Relevant Radio.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Nice. I was expecting to get Rickrolled.
I like to keep you guessing.
Don't Rickroll me ever again. Only play that version. That's the best version.
We'll see.
I want to hear it again.
No.
I want to hear that again. Play it.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Perfect.
You know who didn't budge? He didn't flinch when Father Matthew Spencer was the guest host. I did that to him. He had no idea I was going to do it. And he rolled right through it. It was nothing.
Wasn't even a blip for him.
Not a blip. It was most impressive.
It takes all of my inner strength to not laugh when we play that.
I could tell.
Everything.
I love it. That's why I do it.
Every moment of every muscle. Yeah. Oh, wow. Here's a note that comes. Thank you, Cyrus. This comes in from Mike listening in Houston on our 1110 AM station. Patrick, thanks for all you do. I'm a revert to the Catholic faith. You have taught me so much. And he says a few other nice things that I won't read on the air, but thank you for those kind thoughts, Mike. Here's the essence of his question. My wife and I, both Catholic, would like to go on a couples retreat together, someplace we can attend Mass each day and just have quiet time for reading and reflection and be able to meet and mix with other couples over meals, a nice getaway. We live in Katy, Texas, just west of Houston, and don't mind traveling to attend. Do you have any suggestions where we could go? Any help would be most appreciated. Well, Mike, just so happens that I'm very familiar with the Carmelite Sisters of the Most Sacred Heart of Los Angeles, and their headquarters is in Alhambra, California. And they have a website for their retreats for couples. They have married couples retreats. They have retreats for women, a lot of different things going on there. And the best way to find out what they've got available for you is go to Sacred Heart Retreat House. I want to double check that. Sacred Heart Retreat House. Is that it? I think it is. That is it. So sacredheartretreathouse.com. And that will give you the schedule for all their different retreats. Now, there are many other good Catholic organizations around the country that provide good retreat opportunities, but these religious sisters I know very well. I've known them for many years, and I can vouch for the quality and the efficacy of their retreats. It's a beautiful place to go. It's like an oasis. And if you go to sacredheartretreathouse.com, you'll see all the different retreats that they have. and you can check it out and plug in. And I think you'll look back on it and say, wow, that was a really great place to go. Thanks for the email. I appreciate it. Let's go now to Jonathan in Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, it's me again.
Okay.
I had a question now about your defense of a literal Genesis. Do you defend a literal Genesis because, at least in my Protestant understanding, it would be less problematic to have original sin if there was a literal Adam who bit into a literal fruit, and at that point, humans lost the ability to choose whether or not to sin, rather than if we were descended from the old world primates that stepped out of the trees when about 5 to 10 million years ago.
Okay. Well, let me begin, Jonathan, by first of all welcoming you back to the program. Glad you called back. I don't defend a literal interpretation of Genesis if by that you're referring to 7 24-hour sidereal periods of time in which God created the universe from the first 6 days and then he rested on the seventh day. This is all true as told to us in Genesis, but I would argue that it's not intended to be understood in a strictly literal way. It's not intending to teach us in a scientific or even historical way the means by which these things happen, but rather that Genesis is intended to teach us that they did happen without trying to tell us scientifically or in an historical way how it happened. But if by literal, if you mean, do I believe that we have first parents who were literally the very first human beings, Adam and Eve? In that sense, I certainly do believe that there is a literal Adam and Eve. But the Genesis account is simply an account that is not intended to convey history or science. So I do believe that Adam and Eve were our first parents, but I certainly don't hold a view of, let's say, a young Earth position on Genesis. I don't think that's defensible scientifically. Does that answer your question?
No, I meant, do you believe that there was a literal Adam and Eve and Adam bit into the fruit because you need a literal Adam biting into a literal fruit for original sin that we lost the ability to choose whether or not to sin?
Right. So as I said, I do believe that literally. But when you say a literal fruit, that too, I mean, did Adam and Eve actually eat an apple? We don't know with certitude. What we do know is that they disobeyed God, that God created them in this state of original justice, this original right relationship and grace that he had, that they had with him, and that they violated that by disobeying him. So the way the story is told to us uses the tree and the fruit as a way of explaining what happened. But yes, I do believe it literally in a literal Adam and Eve, and that they literally disobeyed God, and that literally caused the fall, that literally led to original sin that we're all suffering from as a result. I do believe all that.
Do you believe the definition of original sin is losing the ability to choose whether or not to sin?
No.
Okay, that's where we're, okay. Could you please define original sin for me?
Sure. Well, original sin is a condition of a fallen human nature that all of us inherit from Adam and Eve. We don't inherit their guilt because, you know what, Jonathan, this has been an interesting exchange, and I hope you'll call me back, but for the moment, I'll have to leave it at that. And if you're interested also, the Catechism of the Catholic Church has a section on original sin. And if you want to read that, you'll get it straight from the horse's mouth. I look forward to our next conversation. Today's the first day of Pledge Drive, and there's a lot yet to talk about. And Mary Graham's going to join me in just a moment to do that.
We want to say thank you to everyone who is answering the call so far this morning. the first day of our pledge drive for this summertime. As we have sending the kids off to school, we realize the importance of Relevant Radio to and from school. It is a great way to catechize your kids and kind of expand their education before and after school. We have folks that appreciate what we're doing here. We have an anonymous donor from Temecula, California said, you know what? I'm going to do $5,000. So thank you so very much. Yes. Partnership Challenge Hour. Patrick, that $5,000 became $10,000.
That is so awesome. Thank you, whoever that anonymous donor is in Temecula, California. My mom and dad used to live right on the edge of Temecula, I think technically in Menifee. So I know it well, and I am very grateful, as we all are, for that kind donation. This is a special day, right, Mary? We've been telling everybody, but today is a dollar-for-dollar matching day.
So it's a dollar-for-dollar. At this hour, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match here for the next 5 minutes, but even better than that. I mean, this is a great little gift. It's a fabulous coffee mug. It's got its own built-in coaster with a cork bottom on it. And that, it says on one side, it's got a Relevant Radio branded mug. It's got the logo on it. And then on the back side, as Father Rocky's favorite saying, the more you pray, the better things go. That is yours for a gift of $240, simply $20 a month at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And as always, with every pledge drive, if you make your gift online, we have this special download for you. And this one is from Father Rocky. And it's going to help you during this Eucharistic celebration we've got going on.
Yes, a very important celebration indeed. And you don't want to miss this special offering that you get when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com. or on the Relevant Radio app. We can deliver it to you that way instantaneously. That's different from if you call 877-291-0123. You won't get it if you make the phone call just because it's not set up to send it to you. But if you want that in addition to the at your $20 a month pledge, in addition to the mug that says, the more you pray, the better things get. Boy, that's a great hope and encouragement that we can all use from time to time. I know I can. But if you make your pledge online or on the Relevant Radio app, you will also get that special bonus gift from Father Rocky.
We had great start to this hour, Patrick. Things were rocking and rolling. We got 4 minutes left, but we still need 70 more people who will reach out and respond, answer the call at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be doubled, just like Richard in Homewood, Illinois. $50 became $100. Janet in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Your $20 became $40. We want to say thank you to Catherine in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Your $50 became $100. And Michael in Maple Grove, Minnesota. $600 became $1,200. And we're going to be sending you that coffee mug. That's yours with a simple gift of $20 a month or more at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet or calling 877-291-0123. Let's keep these gifts coming.
Indeed, we need to keep them coming because today is the first day of Pledge Drive. We're asking you to answer the call. And you're saying, what is the call? Well, the call is we have a need of $3 million to stay fully funded for this next quarter. That's what it takes. That's not like, gee, wouldn't it be nice if we had that? It's what we need in order to pay the bills. So if you were ready to answer the call, I'm asking you to do it right now by making the call, 877-291-0123, or even easier and never a busy signal when you go to relevantradio.com or if you use the Relevant Radio app. And you're saying, what's that? Well, it's easy. Just go to the App Store, type in Relevant Radio, presto. It's on your phone in moments and you can make your pledge safe and secure there. But we need you today. We need you right now. Today's the first day of Pledge Drive.
We still need 60 more people to answer the call at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. An anonymous donor in Orlando, dollar a day. Thank you so much for your help and your support. Thank you to an anonymous donor in Las Vegas. Made that $240 gift. You're both going to get the coffee mug. That's yours too with a simple $20 a month or $240 gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. Still a few more minutes to answer the call and have your gift doubled.